This is an audio recording of the North Hewish Parish Council meeting on Tuesday, the 7th of March, 2017.
Evening, everybody. Welcome to North Hewish Parish Council. Open forum. Is there anything pressing? Anybody got anything for the open forum?
No, I think the only thing I've got is comes under following on from last.
Yeah, we'll put it in with.
And I've got a very small report on flood.
Well, we'll do that in the report.
Well, it's hardly a report. Sounds
better if it's a report. Right. So, no open forum. We're all moves on to decorations.
Well, apologies, we should say. We do have apologies from councillors Vint and Gabriel. What's the name to be here?
Right. Declarations of interest.
We'll be cut with us to go through. It'll probably include planning if. That'll be the only one, the planning one for sure.
Yep.
But that'll include Councillor Steele when he gets here.
And I'm sure we've all avidly read the minutes of the last meeting. And
we have.
Is it your wish that I. Proposal to say
that
they were.
It's got to be these two.
Well, I will.
Well, you were here.
No, you wasn't here either.
I just don't like it because we're in the same house, really.
Right.
See
you in there.
Well, where would you like to sign me? We'd have to worry about it then today. All that ink.
No. Okay, don't double plot out. Two or three.
That's interesting. Short meetings.
Discuss items arising from said minutes.
Regarding the defibrillator, which was mentioned in the last meeting, I was speaking to the shop today. They said that they are planning to hold a sponsored walk on the 13th of May.
Is that with the pub, isn't it?
Yes, yes. That's right.
Yeah.
And there are various different walks of different durations.
That is being planned at the moment. The date has been set as the 13th of May. That's the next step on that.
13th of May.
13th. If they request it, may I be permitted to put a link to whatever they're doing on the Parish Council website?
I don't see why not.
It's for the parish.
We'll leave that to
just the
request.
Sort of thing it's for?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Do they need any help funding or anything like that? Is there anything?
I do not know the answer to that at this moment.
In principle, we've agreed to support the project.
Right.
In practice, we're waiting for them to come to us should they need any support. At the moment, they don't.
Okay.
Matters arising, the slip road at Rangerton, I've been in touch with Councillor Vince about that, in fact, today. And he says it should go through Councillor Steer, because it's a Seth Hams thing, so we'll then throw that one at Councillor Steele when he arrives. Yes, he will do. Transparency Code meeting, I attended that, and I think, could I deal with it under reports?
Yes.
I've got a report to make on that. Road closures, I have written to SWWA. They've received the letter but not responded yet, but it takes them time. Tree wardens, there is a notice on the notice board. I was asked about that from Councillor Vint, but again, can we come back to that under his,
under his report?
Cobbley Walk, really, Councillor Seabury looked after that, didn't you?
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
I hoped it came from here as well, I imagined it did.
I've spoken to people, but you've got the...
Basically, the bollards are either end of Cobbry Walk.
They are.
All right. And so that is the bridleway, but there is vehicular access from this bridge, the main bridge, down to the rock, which belongs to highways, basically. So Darren has been told about it, and I gather they did ring me up, because Darren was away that week, and said they would be out to have a look at it. I think it takes at least 3 weeks for you to get in with as to whether they will do anything, because actually nothing can get down there really in the way of emergency services and so on, because this very big oil tanker churned up the whole surface really when it was following sat-nav to Weir Down and went down the wrong route. It got stuck.
Darren Cole's very good. If there's anything
he's very
he can do, he will
so
do
they were
it,
going to go and have a look at it, but at least we've established now that that is highways and the other is a bridleway.
Buddleholm map. You remember at the last meeting you said that you only had maps to some of the Buddle holes. We were missing Avonwick, Horsbrook and Charford.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've gone back to the original letter that I got from Darren Cole and I have those things on my letter. Why they didn't reach you, I don't know. So we need to sort out what's happened to them. They're certainly on our computer in the emails, so if we can find a way of extracting them, we will have them.
Yeah.
So there shouldn't be a problem with that.
There should be sort of two pages, I should think. Like that.
I don't honestly. There's so many pages.
Yes, but it's a bit around here.
It is the very closest. But I've definitely got them. I've looked at them and they're all marked on. Charford doesn't seem to have many. But around here there are. But anyway, if we can just find a way of downloading it from the email I've got, there shouldn't be a problem.
But it's the matter of sort of those buttonholes coming up on the agenda. We'll be discussing John Widdicombe's great work that he's been doing.
He's been busy little bit.
Yeah, very busy.
Should we put that under highways?
Yeah.
Sounds
like highways.
Yeah. Yes, it does. I imagine that's still coming out of the original costing as well. I hope it is.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Milking.
Milking.
I'm glad you're here. Councillor Vintage has thrown something at you. I was talking to him today about the Rangerton situation with all of those signs and whatever that shouldn't be there. And he said it's not a county matter, it's a district council matter.
And they've been notified, so.
Oh, right, so
you're the localities man will be the lady.
Right. Fine. It's just when he said it had to come back to you, I felt a little bit awkward. But
no, that's fine.
Where will they be picking it up? Because it's
if they don't pick it up, the local ward member will go and deal with it.
I'll come and give you a hand if you're doing it personally. Right. Thanks. Sorry about that, but
we're just in time for reports.
Well, Councillor Vince is here.
Well, we do Councillor Vince for maybe the chance to
say I don't think a lot of that, in fact, applies to us, but there is something else. I think the best thing to do probably would be for me to forward this to folk so that you can read it yourself.
Really
it's of general interest, but not specifically to us.
Is that something we should be publishing on our website when we get it each
time? There's no reason why it shouldn't.
Sure.
I think you ought to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to talk to you about the website, but some other time.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
It's basically about,
it's
obviously Devon County, and it's Totnes related rather than Avonwick related. Budget. Regarding all schools in Totnes area, and not including Dickford or Sefbury. What about budget meetings? Blaming the Conservatives and the UKIP for a massive 2.2 million cut to the school budget. You know, something about a Liberal Democratic budget amendment to go away when it gets sent around.
It is a little political, it's done.
Yeah. I think we'll move on to safe hands.
Right, well, there's one other thing from, well, two other things from Councillor Vince, which we spoke about on the phone. Potholes. If we have a problem with a pothole that Devon Highways won't or doesn't repair, there is a fund, a local pothole fund held, I think Councillor Vince has his hands on it. So if there are potholes that need to be done that the county aren't doing, we should simply go directly to him. But we've got to try the county first, obviously. And secondly, tree wardens should possibly notice there's an advert up on the notice board seeking interested others to apply for the position of tree warden within the parish. I don't know whether anyone has applied for it or not, because the situation is that whoever applies for it should go straight to the tree warden organiser or whatever. Councillor Vint is interested to know whether should we get a tree warden. The tree warden would like to join with other tree wardens and identify woodlands or trees that are in need of protection. But I think that's on the hold until we get a tree warden anyway. But because that would be the tree warden's job, should there be one appointed.
Yep.
Anyway, that's Councillor Vint.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Steer.
Thank you, Chairman. As you probably know, the joint local plan was published last week. Fair bit of hoo-ha going on. I went to Plymouth City Council to hear them debate it, which was quite interesting. Unanimously, they voted for it. Following day, West End unanimously voted for it. And at Southampton on Thursday, Conservative group, one Green voted for it, but the opposition voted against it. Reason being, they thought it was far too many houses in our area, but the government's telling us what we should build, and we're not where we should build them, but some of the towns, the smaller towns will get larger, some of the villages, the larger villages will grow, but I think the smaller villages like our own have come off pretty well, really, that there'll be a few here and there. We've all got to see villages grow to be keep communities together, as we've seen in Aidenwick over the years. It's going out to consultation now for 6 weeks, so everybody will have a chance to have a bit more input. It's quite a long document, I think it's about 460 pages, which some of us have trawled through most of it. There are issues, there's always issues about planning, building. There's quite a few planning policies that are, one chapter is dedicated to planning policies, which would be really good for South Hams. We will have a 5-year land supply, which we haven't got at present, so that will stop some of the developers putting applications in willy-nilly, which will be good.
So if the plan goes ahead, then you will have 5 years.
We will have 5 years.
Have 5 years?
Land.
Which we're only on about 2.8, I think. It's a job to get landowners to bring land forward, which seems quite unusual, but it's
a load of steam.
I think that's what the problem is. It's such a long-winded affair that a lot of people just got fed up with the system.
And also, we've near enough doubled in size in the village.
That's right.
And we are in a flood, which makes it difficult with the drainage.
Well, I think one of the good things to come out of this plan is the fact that we did it for West End of Plymouth. Plymouth are going to take 80% of the houses, a lot of brownfield sites, and they are well up for it. We'll wait and see. Other than that, Chairman, we had a special council meeting last week to decide that we weren't going to go any further with the LAC, the Local Authority Control Company, as it stands at the moment. We've got to find ways of generating income. There's a small working group that's looking at that. As you know, most of my time is taken up with planning. We've got an application next week at Burr Island, where the Burr Island Hotel want to build what is that? Probably a holiday home between two outcrops of rocks on the foreshore.
On the
pod,
island?
A pod.
On the island.
On the island. Interesting.
Oh, one of those wagon things.
Yes.
Well, no, they went to an architect's.
Yes.
Oh, it's a posh pod.
Oh, yeah.
They had a competition on it around the
world. It's been to a design panel in Bristol, and they've agreed to most of it, so quite interesting that our officers put it up for refusal, so we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. A very interesting application. So I will keep you posted on that one. Other than that, Chairman, not too much to report.
Well, that's quite a bit, I think. Sounds like my time.
It's an interesting 2 weeks.
Thank you very much. You had a report about the
Very briefly, really. I mean, you may remember we set this flood group up after we were all flooded, and everybody came to those meetings for a few years, and now we're sort of, it was Southwest Water and Highways and Robert, and everybody came to them. Now we're down to about six. And we're determined to keep it going. We haven't been flooded yet. But actually, we should have been more. We had two with colds and so on. Anyway, I won't go into too much. But there were one or two things reported. The fact was that we hadn't had as much rain, so we weren't flooded. The Dilly Field seems to be going away rather better than it used to, for some reason or other. But maybe just we aren't so saturated yet with water. But the main thing that came up, and I was asked to report here, was this: the fact that the mains pipe along the river to Horsebrook came down and had to be renewed. And they've made a terrible mess in the river, Southwest Water. And they've just put this... I went down to have a look at it. Did you see it? This big blue Alcazine pipe sort of strung across the river. And left it like that.
Tile up the stream.
Fresh water.
Tile up the stream.
No,
yes.
It really is.
Yeah, good.
And so I wonder if you might write to Southwest Water, because I think you have... It's some more clout. We have no sort of power in the committee. We are...
No. Is it a temporary repair? Or
that's what we'd quite like to know. Because it's an eyesore in an area.
Temporary,
about
temporary for the next 10 years until the stream rots. Yeah.
So it's near... Is it near the bottom?
It's right above the river. Is it the end of Riverdale?
It is. That's that was Bernard Clark who actually merchanted the whole thing. He lives in the old police house down there.
What I'd like to do is go and have a look at it and see exactly what it is.
And then
I do have an address
but
for...
But it is an eyesore. We are meant to be an area of outstanding natural beauty.
Sounds like an agricultural repair.
I'm more than happy to write to them. I've been in correspondence with them already. They're going to get the impression that Avonwick's a bit of a stroppy place, I think. I'm still moaning at them about
there. There is an awful mess left there from so-called works. I think it would be good to clear
I've definitely got a contact there, which I've discovered I'm hanging on to.
That's really it. And we are continuing to meet. I think it's important not to be unsettled. So we've got twice a year or something like that. Thank you very much.
Well, I'll do that certainly. I mean, I appreciate the difficulty you might have when you get letters or emails back from them. There are these things that you cannot respond to, so I have to do a lot of digging. You know, emails that
we don't actually have a sort of setup.
I do have an email address that somehow or other I got hold of, which I can use.
We just meet at my house and I write out a little agenda and we chat.
I think it's helped that part of the clean road, the drains out to the garage, haven't they? It gets away a lot quicker.
Much better. I think that's why the Dilly Field goes better.
Any reports from the parish hall?
No, not from the community hall this month. Same website. A couple of things I've seen being noticed, or things like the consultation for the local plan, or the tree warding information. Are those things you want posted on the website as well when they come up?
Tree warden should go on it, shouldn't it?
It's the advert that's on the board. I can send you a copy of that.
Brilliant, that'd be super. Things like that.
I think if you're interested in the consultation, where they are, where the meetings are,
it'd
be good.
Certainly.
Okay.
I'll add that on there. No problem.
Okay.
And there's a play park report that came from the insurers, South Hams insurers rather than ours. It's very similar to one we had a year ago. We didn't take a lot of notice of, because what they do is give you a set of things that are essential to be done immediately, or through the death will ensue, or a set of proposals.
They come under and it's A, same, B, or C.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And
we've got no A's, which are the essential
A's
ones.
A's are ones that we have to. Yeah. By the way, there's a list as of before of B's. We have a suit is shorter this.
No, it's got only three coaches.
Yeah, this gets there's just while we go through them, I suppose, defects are classed as. Both pedestrian access gate do not self close.
Actually, that's been corrected this week, so they do now.
Mole activity in the play area could be eliminated and mole hills levelled. I don't know if we're allowed to eliminate moles in a public area. The vehicle. Yeah, there's nothing else digging in, it might be alright. Vehicle gate at the top hinges loose or it's.
That vehicle thing has always been loose, that's why it was fitted in the first place. The hinge to the gate was for a bigger gate. And it doesn't fit the new thinner gate. So.
Three wire fence support posts adjacent to the road are broken off at the base.
Really?
Not check those.
Diamond wire fence behind the shelter is adrift from its top support wire.
Something must be clear.
That's the only defects we've got on the list. Observations and recommendations. Consideration should be given to the thinner suitable road signs on the approaches to the play area to warn motorists of the presence of the playground.
Councillor Vint was always going to do that.
Yeah, he was hoping to do that under his locality.
We have to remind him.
Perhaps we could remind him.
Yeah, he will. I will.
Yeah.
There should be something.
Yeah,
there
should be.
Yeah, they put them up for the tennis club.
Yeah.
Those
like
are private,
the sign. One's gone away, though.
Those are private signs rather than
one's disappeared somewhere.
It is being recommended that more than one pedestrian access gate be fitted to the play area to prevent control of the access egress of a dominant child.
Someone bullies it one gate, they can run round and go out the other.
If they're that bad, they'll scramble over the other gate.
They won't, because he wants us to block off the other gate.
Yeah.
They've been on this for years.
Suitable anti-finger trapping clearance of 12 mil should be provided between the access gate and the post.
I thought we'd done that,
Gary did, but he didn't do the whole gate, he did part of
the finger
gate.
Area
depends how tall you are and where you put your finger.
It'd be quite impossible to do part of
it. It is recommended that the access gates be a conspicuous colour so as to their location is easily identified. So if you can't find the gate, you will know it's the pink bit in the corner. Suitable clearance of between 6 mm and 110 mm should be maintained underneath the gate.
Is that to let dogs in?
Has it not got a space underneath it?
I've never had a problem with the gate.
And this is another contentious thing they always send, is the play area access gates should open outwards away from the player area. Which opens
England Road.
Which
so you could escape out of the thing and straight under the car.
Yeah, I mean, if they've got to open England, they've got to slow up to actually open them to let themselves out.
Any recommendations?
I'm going to say, because when it was set up, they had to open inwards.
Probably to slow children down.
Yeah.
And the vehicle gate, this is another one here, we're saying that the vehicle gate with horizontal bars should be filled in to prevent them from being climbed. But I mean, if you've got a dominant child on the other gate,
they're
going to
climb.
Then, they'll be glad to climb.
Get away quick.
And a suitable rubbish bin should be provided in the play area.
We've decided not to.
To get them to take it
home. There's more.
I think what we might do is get the response of the locality guy to this, because
just want to make sure we comply with all the risks.
Well, we don't want someone to hurt themselves and find not insured.
There's no A defects, which is what the insurance.
Yeah, that's my feeling.
Demand. And there's then they go through some of the equipment, and some of them have got nothing at all. The slide has under B of defects. The ground at the top of the entry to the slide and at the top steps has settled, stroke eroded, and required to be built up and re-leveled. That's not a thing you can do this time of year in this way, anyway. So. And then the swing set. saying that areas of ground under the item are set up and required to be re-levelled. And saying for the nest swing set.
There's one piece of apparatus that seems to have a bit of wear on it.
Right, oh yeah,
whatever it is, yeah.
Trace. Yeah, the slide mark. The outer rubbers on the four hanger rings are worn and starting to split. That's on the. I think it's like the.
The net
thing strung up, and you've got a couple of rings on that. So I suppose.
Possibly needs attention.
Sometime they will have to be replaced if they're. Worn starting to
we have kept funds to look after.
Yeah.
The question is identifying the right person to do it.
Yeah. I say they all come under B, which are not
recommended.
Well, they're classed as defects, but not classed as dangerous.
Yeah. Wasn't that person that did the gates? Wasn't it South Hams?
Well, South Hams themselves have repaired the gates. Waiting for the bill for that, but don't change it too late. They make
can we find out from Southampton who repairs their play part?
Useless the same
good.
Who installed
the play part? Would it be worth going back to them?
The problem is we did go to him once and he said the problem with asking him to do any work is that he has to charge to get here to start off with.
He has to go and bank all that charge before he leaves.
Oh.
Now,
before
ideally,
they take their spanners out their vans. Or not that one. I'm just quoting a figure in the air.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if we could find someone who is more local. I don't know who, for example, looks after Seth Bent's play park or who looks after.
Because
there might be a local person that we can afford to do jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's certainly not something that any of us are qualified
to
do.
Although we'll work with Alex Wish.
I mean, South Hams are willing to do it, but we've had two latches and two whatever those things are, pull gates closed, you know, the
springs.
And that's going to cost us £100 when they get the bill to us. We chose to go with them because we felt that we were getting a lot of complaints from South Hams about those gates from the locality officer.
Ooh.
And
well, they do the inspections.
Yes,
well.
Exactly. Well, Councillor Gabriel felt that if they did the repair, they can no longer moan at us. You know, they were moaning every time they came out about the gates, so that's why we went that way. But £100 for a job like that, I don't know. I mean,
it's probably the going rate.
It just seems a lot of money.
I mean, as for this ground settling around the slides, will it get on and off? Whether we want to ask a chap who cuts the grass, whether he'd be prepared
Just
go back to the grass cutting. Is that all done and dusted and we haven't got to worry about it?
For the moment, we're continuing as we were this last year.
Yeah,
no one has come in with a better bid than him, and because it's so recent.
He did make a good job with it.
Yeah, he did.
And cheaply.
Someone told me that there's stinging nettles under the steps going up to the slide.
Yeah, but all you need is a pair of gloves and plastic. But I cleared them last year.
Okay.
I'll do it again.
Right.
It's easier that than getting someone else to.
Yeah.
Or,
okay.
You know, a Tesco bag and a pair of gardening gloves. It takes 2 minutes.
Then you've got children.
Little Johnny keeps getting his ankle stuck.
Yeah,
well,
why doesn't
she? She didn't bring her. She didn't bring her gardening gloves or carry a bag to do it. I imagine.
Anyway, that is the report. So, do you want us to ask the chap there's a brass about?
Yeah, we could do that, couldn't we? We could do that via David Gabriel, can't we?
Anyway, it's good to report there's no major defects.
No, which is a good thing.
And you'll follow up, Tony, to see who is a recommended maintenance guy.
Well,
you'll talk to Richard.
In the meantime, I'll also talk to
Brent
and Dickford.
Because they do all their own work.
All right. I mean, there must be websites where you can get this.
Not many parishes do, but they do. Yeah.
Well, they've probably got their own team, haven't they? Which, if we could borrow them for a couple of hours, might be cheaper than going elsewhere.
Good. Any other reports?
No, I don't think so. I think
it can be. Right, planning applications. Planning applications from.
Oh, now I've been told that we should put on the planning applications when we have them in time. The application number and the fact that anyone can access that form via the CAMS website. That's got to go on our agenda from now on.
Fine.
It means that you can access it, but also the members of the public can as well.
Good. It's from Colmer View Farm, California Cross, from Mr. Windsor for provision of an agricultural building for calf housing up at the where we went.
Where we did the site,
yeah.
And this is Burden has sent us. Oh, design access statement and all that sort of stuff. Mr. James of Windsor. Do you want to hear the background or just look at the plans? Yeah, it's next to the one that's already there.
Yeah.
So. Okay. This one's already existing. It's stuck on the side of the road.
Yeah.
General purpose straw storage shed.
Up the drive.
Probably
the other one. That one.
It'll be both.
Big enough for both,
yeah. That would be fair size. Same again as Russell right there.
And then it drops away just
then. You would be the best in
the
world.
Remember?
Yeah,
thank
you.
Well, it was crumbling, wasn't it? It was all red. Yeah. They bought all of it, didn't they?
Oh, it's all in. It's quite a low. It's a low profile roof. Grey fibre cement. Yorkshire boarding concrete walls. It's pretty standard stuff.
Thank you.
I know that one is.
No indication of how it compares to the current barn next to it.
No,
roughly the same height.
I would imagine it's slightly similar. We've got a choice of no comments to make, support or objection because.
Support's
fine.
Can we have a proposal second?
Yeah, can somebody prepare the interest?
I'll
sign it, yeah.
Right,
correspondence.
I've sent you a lot of correspondence recently. I tend to bunch it together because otherwise, Now, I don't think any of it, in fact, needs further examination here from what I've seen, unless you found something. It's really for information. Rather than for discussion and reaction. Anything that we're going to discuss here and make decisions on, but again, need to go into the agenda. So if you're happy with me making decisions on what really is information for you and what needs to be followed up, then we'll carry on that way. It seems easy.
Yeah, we're quite happy with that. It's been done in the past.
The joint local plan was included in that information, by the way, and your access to it if you want to read the 960 pages or whatever it is. So that's all the correspondence, really. There's nothing needing attention.
Financial matters.
Right, so, well, same as last time, only with a 35 pence increase from interest. So we've got £8,176.58, of which 149 pence and 40 pence belongs to P3. I would request, if I could, that a cheque should be paid in.
So my sincere apologies. The cheque cannot currently be found, which is the only reason why
it's not
paid in. Should
we give you a name?
If that would be more convenient to the council, then I will
well,
pay.
Well, I'd like it to be paid in this month.
In which case, I'll pay. Gladly pay the charge for stopping the previous cheque.
And there's no charge. You just write it off.
Fair enough.
If you find it, tear it up.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I leave a cheque in the shop, can
you
the first two of you in this office?
Yes, or you put it in my door or whatever. Oh, it has to be signed, of course.
The two together won't get into Argentina.
Wouldn't catch you to Exton. Well, I'll leave a cheque in the shop to be signed.
My sincere apologies about that.
And if you just tear up that one when it comes, thanks.
Certainly.
It's of no cost to us at all.
Right,
okay, fine. That'll make my. I've got to do the finances for the year this month. It'd be good to get that cleared. Thanks. And it'd be good for Southams to leave. They're willing till April if they would.
Probably will.
What I don't want is to sort of carry through the end of the month because that creates problems. Right, the other thing in finance is this purchase of IT equipment, and this is one where we need your approval. I went to the meeting at Ivy Bridge like 3 weeks ago to find out what is and isn't possible, and in fact they're rather keen that we should equip ourselves as a modern up and coming with it Paris Council and have our own computer and equipment to do with. And the joy is that they will pay for it to a certain level.
Okay.
We can buy a laptop, or they recommend a laptop, up to £350, excluding VAT. So in fact, that, from the way I look at it, that means we can go just over £400.
Mm-hmm.
We can buy a printer costing up to £100, which would be £120 when we look at the VAT side. And we can claim. But I don't think. Well, we could go in for. Well, the printer. Forget the word printer. They're using the word scanner. It scans and prints. But the scanning thing is the interesting thing for them because we can scan documents and send them off. Software we can buy up to the value of £200. I imagine that means things like
Microsoft Word.
That sort of thing. And if the software came in the computer, we could add that price to the computer if it comes ready installed. So we could get quite a nice little computer. We could have had a setup cost for the internet, but we can't if it's already set up. But we could have a monthly ongoing cost of up to £25. And in fact, we have a yearly ongoing cost, don't we?
Yes. £15.
And what's the other money we paid this year?
We pay for the web domain each year, which is about £14.95 at the moment.
Right, so we've got a setup cost on a website, setup cost and monthly cost. Monthly cost, we could take that yearly cost, the domain cost, presumably, and divide it by 12.
I presume so, yes.
Yeah.
So we could claim for the cost of the site itself. If you felt you needed it, we could claim for staffing to set it all up.
There remains no charge for this.
Or for the training of that staff. If you feel you need training. But I think if we go for the...
We'd get half, wouldn't we?
if we go for the laptop, for the scanner, and for the cost of
the software
and the monthly cost or yearly cost,
mm-hmm.
we'll call it... They do a monthly cost. I mean, it's going to look so small when it comes to monthly cost, but if you claimed it as a monthly cost, it would pay out over the year, wouldn't it?
Just to go further on this, it would be very handy, I would have thought, for you, with your laptop set up here and everything else, to have internet access or a hotspot.
Well,
spot
they would supply internet access to my home, but we don't need that.
No.
In the
church,
the church would have to have a phone line first, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Unless it were done through some mobile device.
Yeah,
if
Simon
there were any
does
signals.
It. Simon does it through a mobile.
I don't know.
The
phone
line
is me.
No service down here at all.
No 3G, no 4G, no nothing. Even from the new market.
You need to live in North Irish for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
On benefit. On benefit. Yeah.
Well, I mean, well, technically, yes, depending on depending on whether the church is on the same electricity connection, it might be possible to get a link across electricity supply. We'd have to try that.
Just other parishes and other churches in the area have turned their open house into a place where people can come and get access and that kind of thing.
Certainly one of those sorts of things that as a church we might think about, not just that but more of a meeting place as well.
If you wanted to do it now we could probably get it in on this scheme.
I would need to contact them and sort that out, but
we could get funding for it.
What I could do is look at the possibilities. I mean, they do fund up to £300 for setup costs for a router and a telephone line or cable.
They'd be averse to it. I don't think congregation will be sort of what we're
doing. I don't think they'll be giving you.
The sermon gets too boring.
The congregation tweeting the sermon.
If there's lift service down here, it would be very useful for an emergency, especially if we're going
to
have the
defibrillator. I'm not sure that we could sell it to these people on those lines, right?
It would be certainly useful for
the
for
but as a
the
parish
asset,
that's what we're thinking.
Because the only thing these people are interested in is supporting the Transparency Act thing. And I think we find it very difficult to
we all sit here, and it would be very handy that we could access all our electronic documents.
We have church meetings in the church. We have Fear Fees meetings in the church. We are the
meeting
place where we have
Well, what I'll do, I'll investigate. But remember, their work is purely Transparency Act.
Yes.
So yes.
They may feel, unless it's specifically to do with that, they wouldn't be interested.
Mm.
We could ask them.
I would go down the line if it would help you. Mm.
If this were my office.
Exactly. Exactly.
But it would certainly be the case that it would be convenient, much more practical during the meeting.
Just have a computer.
And you could turn it around for us and say, this is a planning application, here's a document.
I'll give them a ring and ask them.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't hold out too much hope.
The computer, the printer, and all the rest of it.
The other, would you like someone like to propose we go ahead for the. We've got a submission request for the money.
Letter of hand.
Are we doing this for every parish?
Do we pay for this for every parish? Yeah.
It's coming from the government.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the government has said that you have to go through this transparency thing, and the government has now worked out you can't do it unless you've got the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
The council's trying to go paperless.
Candidacy, going around all the parish councils. You would be amazed. There are, just in the handful that I visited, there are a couple there. One which is well ahead of everyone. They've got their own projector, Wi-Fi network, and everything else. They're brilliant. They get great attendance. Everyone's very positive at the meetings. Everything's there in front of them.
Utopia.
That would be Big Brick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Same thing.
But there are other parish councils there who are breaking the law because they don't even publish their minutes.
Wow.
I'm just
the wall's all done ready.
The
screen is ready for us.
The wall is ready. And then you could have cinema.
I was just going to say,
very small,
intimate
cinema performances from time to time.
Right, well, we'll move on then. Highway matters. Have you had something highways?
I have Buddle Holes.
Buddle Holes.
Really,
right.
Just to sort of say what a brilliant job John
has done.
I met him going up doing Buddle Holes, actually, up the hill there. The pouring rain.
He was out doing that,
and I said, when are you coming up my way? He said, I'm along there shortly, and he has done a grand job. All the way up Blackpool Hill.
Buddle Holes, which other parish
councils, yes, it's cured the water and run them to an accident out on the California Cross, Kinnickle Cross Road.
Can we send the bill for that to Rugborough?
He works.
Oh, they don't even be paying that.
He does it for Rugborough.
It was their side of the road.
Does it for Rugborough?
Does he? All right.
Yeah, he does it for
Rugborough. Oh, so it's just near enough a full time.
I think he's got six parishes.
Good. Oh, good. Good.
If you come across a hexagonal iron bar, he's left that somewhere between the
Jewish
cross and
the.
Oh, no.
Oh, is he?
North Jewish, yeah.
He had it
out
at Cousin
Wars
the other day, so
where
he's going to.
No, he rang me up and said he'd lost it somewhere between the North Jewish cross and the village.
He's even cleaned the rubbish out the side of the. The road going up Cunningham's Hill.
Yes,
all the way up. The young lad that works for him was really going for it.
Fantastic. When you see him, they're busy, so
they're
leaning on the shovels.
He's gone along the road a bit, he's not just on the bottom road. I mean, I'd love someone to go right along that road, but.
So people keep them going.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing. Keep our personnel going up so as to cover the ranks of that.
And could I ask about the A38 and the road between South Brent and here regarding rubbish? Anything moving on that?
They're on, aren't they?
Good. Because the more rubbish is left out, the more rubbish it will flow.
It's
all the way.
It's all the way. Everywhere.
Since they've trimmed it some time.
Never used to be.
It was in underneath, wasn't it?
Yeah. Trimming it. But 10 years ago, you wouldn't see a scrap of rubbish anywhere.
But it used to be pickers. Litter pickers. Do you remember?
I've still got two.
I know.
Doing the whole
thing. Had a fleet of like 25 little vans going up, didn't they? I mean, the cost of it.
Anything else under highways? It's
educating people, isn't it?
Or Buddle Hills?
Yes.
Anything else?
I've had nothing else on my road.
No, I think we should put in somewhere that he's doing a sterling job.
Yeah.
And in a sense, it justifies our upping of the parish police for the next year.
Keeping
the roads from flooding.
Point out that it is the parish main road.
I'll get that in a bit.
Items for future meetings. So we've worked out when we're having our annual meeting yet, or is that?
Oh,
we'll do that next month.
Do we normally do that
in May?
May.
Yeah, next month we'll get through the financial bits. So it'd be best to leave that to May.
Right. Well, if there's nothing else.
Are you going to find a laptop? Are you going to do a bit of research?
What I've got to do first is get the money sorted.
Okay.
And then. I'd rather not do it by myself in terms of buying it. I think a bit of expertise could be drawn on here. But as far as I can see, we need a laptop that's sensibly sized, whatever that might be. It's either going to be sort of between 11 and 15-inch thing. And one of the biggest hard drive we can get in it possible, I guess, because it store a load of information.
You will have no difficulty or ever, for any laptop you get, there will be plenty of space for information.
Right.
And now vast. But
and one that's easy to use because you know, but I think the joy will be that say whenever I come to the end of my time here, that laptop will go straight to the next clerk and I mean at the moment it would be murder trying to transfer it all over without me going through Maggie's computer taking things off. That's the last week.
Sure, I apologise for being late, but it was with me I wanted to bring up and even for him.
Yep.
If we can come back.
We can.
I would like to thank the police for the way that they caught the criminals that were masquerading around rural.
Messrs. Small, etc.
Yes.
And then they've locked them up for 5 years.
They have.
Good. Yeah. So, are they masquerading us?
I would like just to be noted in a minute. So if the trucks happen, but there's a thank you letter from. Rural communities to thank them for dealing with it.
Could I grab some detail from you later?
I can give you the newspaper. There was the one in news.
Oh, that would be great. Well, could you scan it to me?
Drop it
in. Yeah, that'll be quicker by the same.
There's somebody who was caught up in the acts that they were doing.
A victim,
yeah.
Right, yeah, certainly.
I'm pretty sure.
It's quite interesting that nothing's gone missing since then.
Trying to date it yesterday, so I'll
give
it out.
Much quieter than that.
So it's this week's paper?
Monday's paper.
Just make sure I don't thank them for the wrong thing.
Thank you.
We can feel such an idiot when you get it wrong.
Yeah, unless they've had countless scenes from this area, this parish, but weren't in the list, and they were £200,000 worth of stuff in 6 months, and they've been doing it for about 30 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
The whole.
Well, it was a sharp-eyed policeman.
Yes.
He was on a walk at Wembley, where all the gear was stacked away to, and he saw a mini digger in the field and thought that looks about it. The police went and looked, ordered him off the land. When he got back to the police station, went through the serial and burned it, been nipped from Tarrant and put in.
Richard Luke's brother. The builder of Northern Richard's brother.
That's
for the strawberries.
Yeah,
right.
So the next meeting is
Is 4th of April, unless anybody has any objections.
Right,
well, I'll declare the meeting closing.